just keep it so it's not anything like last year.
Well, we just got to continue to keep fighting. We got to go back to the drawing board, look at our mistakes, the things that we didn't do well, and we got to get it corrected. And, you know, we got to find out a way to keep our momentum going and get it back. You know, so we lost it, and everything is correctable, and we just got to find ways to get it corrected.
Did you feel like there was enough fight in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like we was fighting, but, you know, football is the ultimate team game. And you got to be able to put it all together, you know, when you need to. And that's in all phases of the game. And you know, if it doesn't happen, then you get the results that we had.
What's the issue? This offense isn't scoring points the way it's designed to score. What do you think the issue is?
I don't know. We got to go back and watch the film. We're still going at the same pace. We just gotta execute. I mean, we had the ball inside the red zone. Two times, and that resulted in two field goals, but it should have resulted in points, especially playing against this team. So, you know, little things like that prevents you from, you know, being in the game. And, you know, when you're playing catch-up, it's even tougher.
What was your approach early? It looked like you tried to really establish the running game and try to get him on the edges. You had some success there.
Yeah, we were trying to run the football. That's what we do. That's our identity. And, you know, just try to keep him off balance between that and the passing game. And, you know, they lined up and played us in a lot of man coverage, and we wanted to take advantage of that. And those are things we got to be able to take advantage of. We got to win, you know, up when we're getting pressed up. We got to win when they want to play man, and we can run LeSean all day. So it's just winning the one-on-one battles, you know, starting up front and, you know, on the outside of the edges. You know, I got to go back and look at the film. You know, I would like to have more time, but, I got to go with what I got, and I try to make the most of it. And, you know, regardless of what, I keep fighting with those guys each and every day. You know, I believe in myself, but, you know, at the end of the day, we all got to look at the mistakes that we made and figure it out in order to help this football team. You know, I certainly know I want to do my job to the best of my ability, and everybody has to feel the same way. I'm looking for the guys to come back enthused, focused on the New York Giants. You know, a different attitude, you know, a different approach. You know, it took us, you know, 2 days last week to get over the loss to Kansas City. That shouldn't happen. We should be over this. It should burn. It should hurt because that's what it's supposed to do in this profession. But we got to find a way to get that juice back, get that enthusiasm back, and look at what's ahead of us and understand that we still control our own destiny.
Do you need to address that with some guy? Do you notice the guy took a little longer to get that out?
You know, Coach Kelly just addressed it to the team, and, you know, I feel like it's a lot of guys on this team that should be stepping up as leaders right now, and that's part of their responsibility. And I'm going to keep a watchful eye on these guys and see who step up, you know, who's staying optimistic, you know, who's continuing to believe in the man that's next to him, because that's what it's going to take. If we don't have that, we don't have anything. Well, I think they're going to do that because that's what they've seen other teams do. It's our job to make sure that we take them out of those coverages. And we got to find a way to do it. And it has to happen, and it has to happen fast. You know, so we got to help, you know, the guys in the interior just like they got to help us on the outside. So we'll figure it out.
Mike, did I misread your answer? Do you think there are guys that have not stepped up, that should have stepped up, or are you just going to look for those?
Oh, no, I'm not saying guys need to step up. You know, it's still early in the season. But, you know, I could tell we was all dragging, including myself, you know, and I'll be the first to admit. But, you know, Coach Kelly, you know, pulled me to the side and got me going, and, you know, that changed my whole mindset. So, yeah, guys, we'll bounce back. We'll bounce back. We understand what's ahead of us, and we've already been talking about it. And we just got to take it one play at a time, one game at a time. So, you know, I'm looking for the leaders to step up, though.
What did he say to get you going? And when did that happen after
him? Oh, this was last week. You know, we just had a conversation that got me going, and he just told me, like, you know, I'm the catalyst for everything. And, you know, guys, you know, feed off me. Sometimes I forget about that. But at the same time, I understand that, you know, I got to continue to be the leader that, you know, God put me on this earth to be.
Do you like your offense, and are you comfortable running up more?
Yeah, I like our offense. I like what we do. I'm very comfortable running it. You know, obviously, it'll continue to expand based on what we've been getting. So I'm looking forward to where we're going to go from here.
So, Morgan, you know, nice job going at the end of the first half there. Big game comes back. The completion of Deshaun comes back. How disappointing to not get points at the end of the first half and keep it close?
Yeah, that was a difference maker. You know, if that drive could have resulted in some points, then we got a close game, and they got the ball coming out of the second half, and they went straight down and scored, and that gives their defense the opportunity to pin their ears back and blitz and come after us. So it kind of changed the whole dynamic of the game, and that's what usually happens in football. So that's more the reason why we got to stay together, we got to play together. We got to win our matchups, we got to win our battles, and be fundamentally sound, and understand, the situation of the game.
On that fourth and four there, did you want to go for it? And are you in a position to talk to Chip about
that? I mean, obviously you want to go for it, but at the same time, what if you don't get it? You got Peyton Manning on the other side of the ball. So you got to be cautious. You got to take the points, and that's just football.
In that situation, you guys on that fourth and four, I'm not sure.
Trying to pin them back. We tried to pin them back. And put him in a position to get a stop. And that's Coach Kelly trusting the defense, and I think we did get a stop. That happened. And that was a smart decision by coaching that worked out for us. But, you got to think about it, man. You give Peyton the ball, on the 30, 35-yard line. I mean, it can get ugly.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.